USA Radio News.
Two people were killed and 14 wounded in a shooting at a nightclub in Norway's capital. A suspect believed to be the sole perpetrator was apprehended. It is not immediately clear what the motive was for the attack. Multiple companies, including Walt Disney and Facebook parent Meta Platforms, Inc., announced they will cover employees' expenses if they have to travel for abortion services after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court decided to abolish the 1973 ruling that recognized a woman's constitutional right to an abortion, now limiting or banning and, in some states, criminalizing the procedure. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Alabama Representative Mo Brooks sent the Trump White House an email requesting pardons for hundreds of Republican lawmakers who attempted to overthrow the 2020 election, saying he did so at the orders of then-President Donald Trump. A picture of the email was posted on Twitter by a CBS reporter dated January 11, 2021, and addressed the Trump's White House executive assistant, Molly Michael. The email also requested pardons for all 126 Republicans who, in December 2020, signed a brief for a Texas lawsuit that sought to challenge the election results in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Brooks stated that he would testify about the events surrounding the insurrection. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense. The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A family has filed notice of a wrongful death claim after a Los Angeles cop died last month after he was, quote, repeatedly struck in the head during a mob simulation training exercise. The 32-year-old police officer had injuries to his head in two places along with four vertebrae. A spokesperson for the city's police department called the death, quote, tragic, but declined to comment on the notice of claim. The LAPD is continuing to investigate the situation. The FBI raided a Florida art museum and seized more than two dozen paintings attributed to artist Jean-Michel Baptiste following questions about their authenticity. A Myrtle Beach Yacht Club community member is dead after a vicious attack by an 11-foot alligator. The county's fire rescue unit determined that the alligator took hold of the person and pulled the victim into a pond. South Carolina Department of Natural Resource officials concluded the alligator will be euthanized on site. The recent rise in alligator attacks is due to the population increase of alligators in humans, according to Myrtle Beach SC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.